Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Agriculture Ministry says measures will be put in place to assist farmers in West Albion and the Yellows Agri Park in St. Thomas. Stay with us to find out more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You are listening to Calling Farmers.
Residents of Yalas and surrounding areas, the Pico Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Tuesday, February 28 from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Yalas High School in St. Thomas. 3-day express service will be offered alongside our regular 7-day service. No cash will be accepted. You can make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pico Mobile Passport Service, Tuesday, February 28, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Yalas High School in St. Thomas.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson, recently toured West Albion in St. Thomas, where farmers highlighted the need for a proper irrigation system to boost crop productivity. He says the ministry will need to carry out an assessment to determine what assistance can be provided to address the irrigation challenges faced by farmers in West Albion, St. Thomas.
What is going to have to be done is that we have to get a project document going to see the costing of getting in the water, the costing of fixing the road and so forth.
Secretary of the Yalas Water Users Group, Palmelita Dan, who is also an onion farmer, says access to adequate irrigation will allow all the farmers to boost production and productivity. She says the area has over 200 acres of land to be developed. Minister Hutchinson also visited the Yalas Agri Park, where farmers are engaged in the cultivation of onion, Scotch bonnet pepper, sweet pepper, cucumber, and tomato. He says the ministry is looking to boost production at agri parks by providing irrigation support and access to water for farmers.
Nearly all the agri parks only have roughly 30% production going. And so I have come to see just what the problems are to see if we can put some remedial action in place so we can get up the production.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson. He says the ministry will be assessing the cost of constructing the required road infrastructure to make the agri-parks more productive. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Atiela neba av good suit. Translation, a tailor never owns a good suit, and this means people should practice what they preach and lead by example.
Love how Jamaica set up fish sanctuaries, and everybody loves the fish sanctuaries, cause it's a plan to have more fish for everyone, and help save the reefs we depend on, and that will ensure the livelihood of the fishermen. So no fish in a dam, let's protect our fish sanctuaries.
Brought to you by the Fisheries Division in collaboration with the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, under the NPAS project.
It's somewhat of understanding the importance of adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing.
Math counts.
Learning math will be greatly rewarding, gratifying, edifying, and fulfilling.
Math counts.
It's not hard, but to understand the concept, take the time to learn it, you will think about your classmates. To be a physicist, teacher, biology, shopkeeper, mechanic, or a chemist.
Math counts.
So embrace the wonderful world of mathematics. It's okay to be called a maths fanatic because math counts.
That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.